I've been with you from the very beginning. I watched as you connected to your world with a feeling of wonder. I was there as you learned, and later when you earned. I was there on the best day of your life, and when that life drew full circle. I've been there all along, and I always will be. Ultron, there when it matters. Visit ultron.com for more information.
It is that man in his quest for knowledge and progress is determined and cannot be deterred. But why, some say, the moon? Why choose this as our goal? And they may well ask, why climb the highest mountain? Why, 35 years ago, fly the Atlantic? We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked.
It was around 9:30 Eastern time on the 16th of July, 1969, with the world watching, but certainly not us here in South Africa, because apartheid meant we didn't have TV yet, that Apollo 11 took off from the Kennedy Space Center with astronauts Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins aboard. And after traveling 386,000 kilometers in 76 hours, Apollo 11 entered into a lunar orbit on the 19th of July. And the following day, the lunar module Eagle, manned by Armstrong and Aldrin, separated from the command unit where Collins remained. And 2 hours later, the Eagle began its descent and touched down on the southwestern edge of the Sea of Tranquility. And those famous words, "the Eagle has landed," still resonate today. But how many of you know that there was a South African on a mission that predated that mission to the moon too? Well, a South African invention at least. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Andrew Prattley, who's the Executive Manager for Business Development at the Prattley Group, to Classic Business. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Now, Prattley Putty, I think we all know it. It can stick anything together. Just give me a history of how your grandfather, George, came to found the business.
Yeah, sure, no problem. Well, yeah, as you said, George Monty Prattley was his name, and he was my grandfather. Started the company in 1948, and incidentally, we had our 70th anniversary last year, which we celebrated as a company, which was great. So, yeah, he was a Joburg-born guy, started school at King Edward, and then decided to study a career in engineering. So he started off at Wits and then moved over to England, where he studied at the Rugby College of Technology and Arts. While he was there, the war broke out in 1939, and his initial intention was to join the British Army, but as it would happen, he was actually currently employed by a company called the British Thomson Houston Company, which is of the jet engine fame, Mr. Frank Whittle. So they were very tied up in developing the jet engine, so the British government wasn't very keen on releasing him to go and do service in the army. So he stayed on at British Thomson Houston Company. I think sort of 3 years later, they finally did release him, and he eventually joined up with the 7th Armored Division. And he took part in the D-Day landings in Normandy. If I remember correctly, I think he landed on Goldby.
Wow, and we just recently commemorated the anniversary famous day.
Yes. So, I mean, I often also think back on that day. You know, quite interesting to have your grandfather also, you know, land in Normandy.
He went on to create Prattley Putty.
Yeah, because he was an engineer, you know, he was part of an engineering group, which, amongst other things, they sort of fixed the tanks. You know, when all the tracks blew off, somebody had to fix them, so he was one of those guys. And he stayed on sort of after the war ended, sort of in the mop-up operations, and eventually ended back in South Africa in 1946. And at that stage started working for the Durban Deep Gold Mines.
Andrew, that's phenomenal. And I'm not sure if you're aware that DRD Gold, as it's now known, is the longest continually listed company on the JSE, having listed back in the 1890s. But I stand to be corrected on that.
Yeah. And, yeah, then I think entrepreneurial blood is in the family. So I think he at that stage decided, no, he wanted to do his own thing. And he started up the Pratty Manufacturing and Engineering Company. So at that stage, I mean, he started off really small, had a small garage in Hillbrow, and was doing kind of jobbing type things for the mines, sort of reconditioning pumps and other kind of engineering work. And I think that proved quite successful to the extent that he bought, or he moved to another premises in Roodepoort initially, and then finally bought our factory where we're currently situated in Factoria in Krugersdorp. That was around 1955. So we're still operating from this premises. It's gotten bigger, yeah.
So how did he go from there to getting Prattley Putty onto one of the first early moon missions?
His product sort of diversity changed over the years, and he from doing jobbing stuff for the mines, he eventually started going into electrical type fittings and cable, specifically cable fittings. Things like electrical cable glands and junction boxes. This is the type of equipment that's found sort of on the end of cables, which anchor cables and that cables get joined up by. So he was looking for something which he could stick down the electrical terminals inside these junction boxes that he was making. And had an associate by the name of Frank Robinson, and the two of them got together and they developed a product which could do this in the form of what was then known as Prattley Plastic Putty. And that was literally the birth of Prattley Putty. So it was intended as an internal product for us, but ended up being a product which, you know, many thousands of uses were discovered for it.
And one of those was on the Ranger moon landing craft, I believe.
Yes. So what happened is, a couple of years later, in the early 60s, we were in discussions. I say we, I wasn't even born yet. But anyway, Prattley was in discussions with a company in the US called Atlas Minerals. And they were a company based in Pennsylvania. And what they wanted to do is they wanted to produce Prattley Putty under license from Prattley. So while we were in discussions with them, their reps or their salespeople kind of got ahead of themselves and went off to NASA and said to them, listen, we've got this amazing product. You know, do you have a use for it? And sort of sold them on the idea of Prattley Putty. The problem was that we hadn't concluded negotiations yet, and they weren't ready yet to actually produce Prattley Putty in the US. NASA was obviously very keen on it and said, yes, we need the stuff like now. So what actually happened is the product which ended up on the Ranger spacecraft, which was the precursor to the Apollo missions, was actually produced right here in South Africa in Krugersdorp. So, and as you know, in those days, during the space race, America was, they were very careful about where they got their product from. They wanted only United States, stuff that was made in the United States. So it was quite a sort of accidental thing that happened in that product which was produced in South Africa actually ended up on a spacecraft that went to the moon.
Via Atlas Mineral. Krugersdorp to the moon. It is just such a phenomenal story, and I believe that the South African Mint is going to be featuring Prattley Putty in a commemorative coin series to tell the story for the 50th anniversary.
Yes, that's right, Mark. So they approached us, I think, in 2016. They sort of pitched the idea to us, and we were ecstatic. We said, yeah, thanks very much. That's, you know, it's such a honor and a privilege, and just go ahead with it. And I think in May this year, the Pratley Patsy coins were released, and it consists of a crown and a tiki in a box set, which also includes a model of the actual Ranger spacecraft.
It was just a wonderful story, Andrew. In the spirit of innovation and in that spirit that Kennedy evoked to get men and, you know, Buzz Aldrin and his crew, Michael Collins and Neil Armstrong onto the moon, it was all about galvanizing the American people around a vision. And that vision was about science, about innovation, about testing yourself. How are you as a firm embracing that vision 50 years on to look out over the next 50 years?
Yeah, well, you know, I think we've grown quite a bit since the early days. We employ about 200 people, 200 of the finest employees, I might add. You know, we're very proud of our employees. They come to work and they literally live and breathe Prattley. These days, you know, from a couple of products back then, we now produce in excess of 1,000 products, 350 patents we've got worldwide. And we've also grown in terms of our product range and the types of products we produce. We don't only produce adhesives, which most people know us for because what they see on the shelf, but we also produce things like electrical cable fittings. We've got a minerals division where we mine two fairly unique and interesting products called perlite and zeolite. Perlite is a lightweight aggregate, which when you mix it with cement can be used as a lightweight and thermally insulating fireproof plaster and screed, for example. The zeolite is a pollution cleanup material, specifically for water filtration and also for things like nuclear cleanup. So that specific mineral was actually used in the Chernobyl and Three Mile Island, Fukushima nuclear disasters. So yeah, we've grown a lot, and the types of products that we produce are quite diverse these days. And it's where the company is going, and we obviously now looking at expanding our export markets substantially, specifically into Africa. I think the growth potential in Africa for us is very big, especially if you consider that a lot of things in Africa are repaired rather than bought new, especially on the automotive side of things. We sell quite a lot into the industry.
Yeah, thank you so much. We've got to leave it there, I'm afraid, as we've just run out of time, but a phenomenal South African story linking us to that historic day 50 years after the Apollo 11 mission launched to land on the moon. I'm sure we'll all be raising a glass on Saturday for that touchdown celebration 50 years on. That was Andrew Prattley, Executive Manager for Business Development at the Prattley Group.